Amid the tensions in the Middle East, limited air travel is resuming. The first flight from the UAE has arrived in Singapore. Tears, tight embraces, and relief. These were some of the emotional scenes witnessed at Changi Airport's Terminal 1 this morning. Emirates flight EK314 landed safely at around 8:30 a.m. For more on this, CNA's Aslam Shah joins us live from Singapore's Changi Airport. Aslam, what was it like for the families reunited?
Arani, it was a warm welcome home at Changi Airport for over 400 passengers, and most of them Singaporeans. It was a very emotional return for many of them because of the uncertainty in the situation in the Middle East. And many of them actually had to rearrange the various travel plans that they actually had initially. And we saw Singaporeans from toddlers to grandparents. And, you know, they were in the Middle East for a variety of reasons, from holidays to personal trips to work trips. And some were there just for shopping, in fact. And we also know that there were many of the Singaporeans who were from further locations but could only return to Singapore through a Dubai transit, and they were on the flight as well. And while we were in the airport, we were monitoring the different flights that were supposed to arrive in Singapore today or tomorrow, but most of them have either been cancelled or retimed, and these are flights from Qatar and also the United Arab Emirates, specifically through Dubai or Abu Dhabi. So these passengers, over 400 of them, can count themselves very lucky. In fact, they were not even sure that their flight back home to Singapore was going to happen. It was a very uncertain time for them and their loved ones, but they were lucky they managed to get on the flight, and it was a warm welcome home for all of them. Let's have a listen.
I've never been so relieved and so happy to board the flight because, you know, there are people who actually depart. They actually hear explosion near the airport. Yeah, so we were praying very hard when we depart. Yeah, taking off also, yeah.
I'm really lucky. I mean, my flights have been cancelled every day since Saturday. So this is the first one. So really happy that I managed to get on this one.
Aslam, for Singaporeans that are still stuck, what's next for them?
Well, I was just speaking to a number of them late last night and even early this morning, Rani, Singaporeans from Saudi, the United Arab Emirates, and also from Bahrain. And they told me that this is really a period that they usually want to come home. It is after the winter period. You know, there is a spring break where it's the school closures for many of the kids who are schooling, and also because of the upcoming Eid celebrations that will take place later this month. So this is already typically a time where many Singapore foreigners in the United Arab Emirates want to come home, and especially right now because of the security concerns. But there is plenty of uncertainty on the flights that are that will take them home. And for Singaporeans abroad, they have been offered a letter of intent, a survey of intent to indicate their interest for land transport to either Oman or Saudi Arabia, where there are currently flights back to Singapore. So that is currently ongoing. But what I understand is many Singaporeans are keen on that option, especially with uncertain security situation. Now, Singapore's Foreign Affairs Ministry has advised Singaporeans abroad to keep close contact with the authorities and the embassies for the latest instructions. They are also advised to follow the latest advisories and guidance from the local authorities as well.
Thank you, Aslam, for those updates. That was CNA's Aslam Shah reporting live from Changi Airport in Singapore.